Hi, this is Brad Harris, host of the Legacy Mindset Podcast. Thank you for joining us. What is legacy mindset? You see, most people are trying to go from survival to success without ever thinking of the next level, which is significance or your legacy. So in this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to go through those three levels. We're going to talk about the three mindsets to get you to that pinnacle, which is significance or your legacy. But before we get started, I'd like to ask you a favor. If you could share this podcast with either your friends or your family or post it on social media, that would be greatly appreciated. And that's how we can get the word out. Okay, great. Now let's get started. Welcome back, everyone, to the Legacy Mindset Podcast. Your host, Brad Harris, here with you. Excited about being with you. Here it is, September 25th, 2021. 4 or 5 more days, it'll be October. Isn't it amazing how the year goes? We'll be in the last quarter of the year. So once again, I always like to bring up, it's like, look back over the last year. Where are you at? Where do you want to be? Remember, we're always talking about going from survival to success to significance, to have that legacy mindset. Where are you at in that progress as you follow this podcast and go on the journey with me? And just excited that you're into personal development, that you're into listening, you're into learning. It's just my passion. It's totally, totally my passion. So let's talk about the subject we're going to talk about today. The subject we're going to talk about is negotiation. I want you to think about that word. When I said negotiate, what did you think about? Did you think about somebody trying to take advantage of you or get something from you? You know, negotiation is a part of all of our life. It's just a part of everything. So today's subject, the title is going to be Negotiating Your Way to Success. I want you to think about that as we talk about it here today. You know, negotiations are a big part of business, no matter what industry you're listening to here in. The market's becoming more competitive than ever, right? Which means you need to be able to negotiate effectively so you can attain your goals while maintaining healthy business or personal relationships. While negotiation requires confidence, negotiating too aggressively without understanding the process can lead to misunderstanding on both sides and result in a loss without a solution for either party. So instead of risking a no-win situation that leads to a bad deal or no deal at all, negotiation skills can be learned and practiced so you can apply them to a variety of business and, write this down, personal situations. I believe we're always in negotiation, right? We're always in negotiation. Think about it, right? You're in negotiation with your customers. If you're in a business, we'll talk about business here. You're negotiating with your distributors, people who distribute, no matter what industry, and they're distributing your product. Maybe we call them employees. You're in negotiation with your wife or husband, if we're talking about personal, with your children. Working with your team, your negotiation, if you got bills, a lot of times we're negotiating our bills, aren't we? Airlines, hotels, life is a negotiation. So, and a lot about negotiations, what I call emotional intelligence, right? I love this quote, right? They say, physical dominance will make you great, but emotional dominance will make you unstoppable. I'm going to say that again. Physical dominance will make you great, but emotional dominance will make you unstoppable. And when we get into negotiations, people try to be like more physical, more bullying. But if we use emotional intelligence, I'm telling you, you can be so incredible. Now, a lot of the information, in fact, all the information I'm going to take from this podcast here today is from the book called Never Split the Difference. Have you guys ever read that? It's called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Get that book and read it. I'm telling you, the first chapter is worth the price of the book. it's one of the best books I've ever read it, for stuff that I use every single day in my life. Because right? Life is a negotiation. And in this book called Split the Difference, the concept, right, is you can never try to make everything fair. Like, let's just meet in the middle. Now, the guy who wrote the book, okay, Split the Difference, okay, was a top FBI hostage negotiator. He renegotiated hostage situations where he persuaded terrorists, bank robbers, or kidnappers to see things his way. So he learned that in the very beginning of his career, they tried, like we talked earlier, bullying, trying to get stuff, you know, just being like dominant physically. They started learning how to be emotionally intelligent. And this is what I'm going to talk with you today. Split the difference. Never split the difference. Trying to make everything fair. You know, it's like, guys, think about this. Okay, he's like, if you're trying to negotiate between wearing black shoes or brown shoes, well, you don't split the difference, meaning you don't wear one shoe black, one shoe brown, because you just want to be fair. See, that's what a lot of people do in negotiations. They're trying to split the difference. They're trying to be fair. And we're going to talk about it today, how exactly to do that. I think it's one of the most important things you're going to learn in life. How do you negotiate in businesses? Some of you guys are really good friends of mine. I know you have a lot of nutrition clubs and you're constantly negotiating leases, or you're constantly negotiating for business. It's a part of our life. If you master this and you study this, you know, I'm always studying something that I can use personally in my life. When you're doing personal development, when you're trying to figure out how to be better at everything you do. You know, negotiation is so important when you negotiate with someone. You know, Daniel Kahneman, who won the Nobel Prize, and he talks about loss is twice as much as a gain. I want you to think about this. If you win $20, that's okay, right? But if you lose $10, let's just say you lose $10, if you're playing a game or something and you lose $10, you're so upset about it. It's two times as much as winning. It just bothers you so much. You'll need to make $20 to make it up. See, every time someone gives in, you feel cheated. You think you have to get it somewhere else. That's why when you win an argument, because most people think negotiation is winning an argument. When you win an argument, that person on the other side feels a loss. And they're going to do twice as hard to make it up somewhere else in your relationship, in your business, and everything you do. So how do we negotiate to success? It's the key to success. So I'm going to go through, I don't know, probably about, I think 8 points I'm going to go through here. I'm going to go through about, nine points. 9 points I'm going to go through here with you. And then this is probably going to be a two-part podcast. I'm not going to be able to go through this whole thing. So I'm going to probably do a two-part on this. So this will be part one. And that way you guys can kind of digest this and really work with this. And I'm telling you, the stuff I'm about ready to teach you, you can use every single day of your life, sometimes every minute of your life. So let's get started, okay? Number one of the 9 points, okay? Success depends on treating people how they want to be treated. This is a concept of negotiation that so many people don't get. Most people, right? If you negotiate using the golden rule, in other words, treat others as you want to be treated, okay, misunderstandings are inevitable. Think about that. You're assuming your counterpart values the same things you do. They don't. See, if I assume that somebody wants to be treated, that I want to treat them just like I want to be treated, like I love to be treated tough. Like I got to tell this story. I started doing this P90X. Remember when P90X was really, really big with the workout program? And I started doing that and I was just so excited about doing it. And, and doing it with Pam, and I wanted to do it with everybody. And it was just amazing. And so I'll remember getting Pam saying, you got to do this with me and tell her my son. And I got him downstairs. Of course, it's a serious program. And I had done it for like 6-8 weeks. In other words, I got him down there. I remember I got Pam down there. She's doing all these push-ups and setups and all these kinds of things that I had her doing. And she pulled a muscle. Okay. And I'll never forget. Okay. And so, and so I'm challenging her. Come on. More. I'm treating her like I love that kind of coaching. I love somebody to like in my face, go after me, make it happen. I'll never forget. She's like, I'm not doing this anymore. She just like left the room. I was so upset. I was like, babe, I'm just trying to coach you. I'm trying to like help you. I was treating her like I wanted to be treated. You guys ever done that? She'll never work out with me again. Ever again. I ruined her on that. She's like, you want to go work out? No. See, you assume that everybody wants to be treated. So you got to come from this point that people want to be treated like they want to be treated in negotiation. And that's a huge point when you're negotiating. You got to find out their side, how they want to be treated. Remember, not the physical dominance that most people try to negotiate with. You know, Sean Anker, okay, which fantastic guy to follow on happiness. Just an amazing book he wrote on happiness. He says, you're 31% smarter in a positive frame of mind. Now, guys, this is science. Doctors are 19% better at diagnosing things if they're in a positive frame of mind. So next time you go to your doctor, you won't even be happy. You won't even have a positive frame of mind. You don't want to be arguing with him about your bill and something and say, okay, well, go ahead and negotiate. Okay, go ahead and tell me what's wrong with me. See, there's a concept here. I want you to write this down. You don't have to be liked to be likable. This is a huge this is huge. See, there's some people that I don't like, but they're likable. They're confident. They're charismatic. Maybe they bug me at times, but you know what? You just like them because they're real. They're that way, the same way all the time. I just like, you know what? I just like him. He's likable because of who he is. Maybe he listens good. Maybe he smiles. You disagree with everything. You don't like him. It's so important. That's how you be likable. In other words, to be likable, guys, you got to be confident. You got to be able to listen. You got to be able to smile. You got to be able to remember names. Okay, if you can do those things, people just like you. They may disagree with you. Okay, they may disagree with you. It's just a huge concept. I don't always, you know, agree with someone or like someone, but you know what? They are likable. They're just like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Now, here's a note here. You may write down in your notes here. Some people want to be liked. If so, you've taken yourself hostage. Just write that down. Some people want to be liked. Once you want to be liked and somebody on the other side smells that in any given situation, I don't care if it's in a relationship, it's in a business relationship with your children, the children. Okay. You just taken yourself hostage. People will take advantage of that. It's a huge concept as we work with this. Okay. So as we went over number one, right? Number one is you don't always treat others as you want to be treated. It's a huge concept. Write that down in your notes. Number two. Okay, you-centered. You-centered is a huge concept, and I love this concept. When you're communicating, it can't be me-centered. You have to be you-centered. I teach all the time to people. It's like everything should have the word you. If you're in a business, when you get started with us, you are going to be successful. You said you. When you become a part of our company, you are going to love our products. not I. You know, when I got started with this company, I love the products and everything. And so it's like we pitch from the wrong thing, or I call it features versus benefits. We tell the features of our company, of our product, of our business. And what we want to tell them is the benefit. When you become involved with us, you're going to be a part of a company that's 40 years, been around 40 years, been around 20 years, whatever your business, how long, 10 years, 8 years. When you become a part of our business, you're going to have some of the top doctors in the world who made the products for you, not we have top doctors. They don't care. That's a feature of your company, of your business, of your product, whatever you're in, whether you're in real estate, whatever it is. When you live in that house, you are going to feel fantastic. Not this house is 3,000 square foot and has 3 bathrooms and has this. No, it's like when you have this house, you're going to have 3 bathrooms. Can you imagine that? You got 2 huge walk-in closets when you, do you guys get the you concept? And anytime you're in negotiation, everything is about you, not yourself. Do you understand? This is a huge concept. I'm telling you, everything in life, you use that word. I always think you, I got to say you. It's a huge, huge concept. You know, when you get into a relationship argument, right? And you're, because what happens in the relationship argument, you start becoming me, all about me, right? Okay. What you want to do is let them know it's all about them. You know, it's like if you're getting ready to get into tough argument or tough negotiation or whatever, it says, before we start, let me make sure I understand your point of view. If you're talking with somebody, this is going to be like, okay, listen, we need to talk, and you guys are agreeing on something and you're feeling like it's going to be an argument. It's really a negotiation, because remember, argument, you don't want a negotiation is what you want. Well, let me make sure I understand your point of view first. So it's so important to say that to someone instead of coming in and say, well, let me tell you what I'm thinking right now. So many people do that. That's how they start a conversation off. That's how they start a negotiation off. In this book, he talks about this very in detail. Here's a couple of statements you can say. So after they say their point of view, you say, so far you've told me, then repeat back what they said. Or say, so far I've seen. You see, if you guys will totally shift it to them. So let me understand what you're saying. And then repeat it back to them. Not just, I understand, which is, I use that a lot. I understand what you're saying, Pam. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And then repeat it back. Then they know they've been heard. It's classic. Number 3, let's talk about empathy. Empathy. And when you talk to people about empathy, first of all, let me give you empathy. Because when I said the word empathy, how would you define empathy? How would you define that? Not sympathy. 2 different words, empathy. In his book, Winning, okay, I'll give you something. In his book, Winning Beyond Winning, Negotiation to Create Value in Deals and Disputes, Harvard Law professor Robert Monken defines empathy as a process of demonstrating an accurate, non-judgmental understanding of the other side's needs, issues, and perspective. He goes on to say, empathy does not require people to have sympathy for another plight, another one's, you know, plight or problem. It's to feel their pain, nor is empathy about being nice. Empathizing with someone, therefore, does not mean agreeing with or even necessarily liking the other side. Now, here's a word I'm going to be talking about a lot. But tactical empathy is a process of knowing and intentionally influencing your counterpart's emotional to make deals. It's how you give your family a better life. So I want you to think about this. It's not feeling sorry for someone. are feeling their pain. Empathy is, it's not about being nice. Empathy with someone is understanding what they're saying. It's called tactical empathy. We'll talk more about this, but tactical empathy is one of the greatest keys to success in anything you do in life. It's the process of demonstrating an accurate and non-jumble understanding of the person's needs. All you want to do is understand, let me understand what you're needing right now. Let me understand what your issues is. Let me understand what your perspectives is. And it's the process of repeating that back to them. So let me say what you're needing, Joe. And so this is what we call tactical empathy. Now, the three things you want to do with tactical empathy is use these words. It seems like, it looks like, it feels like. Those are your three words that you say back to them. And when you're in tactical empathy, tactical empathy is how you negotiate almost any deal. I use this all the time. So it's like, Pam, it seems to me like on Friday night, you want to go here instead of the cheese. You know, it's like into the Chiefs game. It's like, or Pam, it feels like to me, it sounds like to me, it's huge. We'll talk more about this. Keep that in your notes. Okay. Number four, when we're talking about this, this is a huge concept in negotiation. Understanding is not agreement. There's a huge difference. It's a huge concept here. Understanding is not agreement. Reason why people don't like understand what you're saying. Okay, it's like they think that means they're agreeing with them. Just because I use tactical empathy doesn't mean I'm agreeing with someone. So someone's doing something I totally disagree with. So it says like, seems to me, Joe, you think being on time is like long as you get here somewhere between 9 o'clock and 9:15. See, I know in my thinking that I'm thinking 9 o'clock, if you should be here, but quarter till to 9 o'clock, if you're supposed to be somewhere at 9 o'clock, you should be required quarter till to nine. Well, their concept is be there 9 to 9:15. That's fine. So what I need to do is state that back to them. So what it seems to me that you think it's okay to be here between 9 and 9:15. See, that's what understanding is. That doesn't mean you agree with that, but though they're going to now, it's like, yeah, that's right. And we'll talk about that in a second. Okay, now that's right. Or it seems to me, Joe, okay, you seem to think you should be making $22 an hour instead of $20 an hour. That's right. That's what I, that's what, see, that's not agreeing with them that you're going to pay him $22 an hour. It's tactical empathy. Okay, good. You understand what I'm saying then. People need to know that they're being understood. Bottom line in negotiation, instead of you being understood. That's the great Stephen Covey concept. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Seek first to understand them. That's negotiation tactic. It's just powerful. And so many people don't not use it. They want to get their point across. And let me tell you what I'm thinking. And I can't believe you think this. And they go right after them. There's no empathy there. Okay. And so now they bow up and they're going to argue with you. And then they're going to their points and then we're going to walk away. Now, if you're the boss, you're going to be able to pull rank. Okay. Now he's mad. And so now he's going to do a bad job all the time. You think you won, you lost. You think you won with your children, you lost. You think you won with your wife or your husband, you lost. You think you won with your mother-in-law or your father-in-law, you lost. Tactical empathy. It's such a huge concept. You need to at least be likable. That makes you likable. See, in tactical empathy, this is very important. As I said, don't just say, I understand. Say you understand and then repeat back to them. It's such a huge, huge, huge concept when you're doing tactical empathy. Okay, so let's get to number five. This is a huge one. This is a huge one in negotiation. This is what people will pull off on you all the time. Number five is fair is the F-bomb of negotiation. When people say that's not fair, Now, what they usually mean, what they usually means, they don't have points to back up their side of the negotiation when they say, well, that's just not fair. That's just not fair. What they're saying is, I really don't have nothing to back it up. Okay. If they had a strong argument, they would have used them instead of discussing fairness. Look closer. When someone uses fairness in a conversation, that's a sign of vulnerability. So be careful with that information. The person has let you know they feel weak and defenseless. That's a sign that you need to be to move carefully through the negotiation or it'll blow up on you. This is an opportunity to empathize with the person, a chance to go deeper with them. This is huge. It's just like, that's not fair. They're feeling vulnerable. They don't have anything to back them up. That's just not fair. That's just not fair. Now, if you're going to win this negotiation, this is where you want to get in tactical empathy. This is when you want to maybe what seems like to me, you think fair is this. See, it looks like to me, it feels like to me, repeat it to them. Then they can come back at you and then talk about it. By the way, if someone says you have been unfair, when someone uses that tactic on you, here's what you can respond by saying. I'm happy to show you how I've been unfair. Show me the information. I'm open to learning to see what it is. I'm happy, you know, to show me how I've been unfair. Show me the information. They're either not going to have it or they know they don't have it. So how do you use the F-bomb positively? At the beginning of a negotiation, you say to the other side, here's something you can use. And these are little tactics I'm giving you and you kind of sway them in, okay? Sometimes it's going to seem funny, okay? But you can say, it's my intention to treat you fairly. Here's what you say to someone. It's my intention to treat you fairly. If any point in time I've been unfair, let me know. We'll go back and address it and fix it. If I go in a conversation, listen, if you feel like I'm being unfair with you at any time, stop me right there. We'll go home and fix it. We'll go back and fix it. If you feel like I'm being unfair, see, it diffuses the fairness, the F-bomb of fairness. It's powerful. Then you can go back to labeling, right? And labeling is this, which is actually number 6, which I've already covered. It seems like, it sounds like, it looks like. That's called labeling. It feels like. See, that's the first step for you. Simply being aware of the emotion or the dynamic from the person, right? Become aware of what your gut instinct is picking up. And then it's like, it seems like, Joe, it seems like you're mad at me. So it's like, it's so powerful. It seems like you're mad at me. It seems like you're upset at me. It seems like you take this thing very seriously. It seems like you're upset at that person. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful concept. Powerful concept. Remember, we start using these pretty soon. We start using these, all these tactics. Like labeling, which is seems, feels, looks, and feels. Okay, even to the tactical empathy, right? And to the tactical empathy that we use, right? When we start using all this, these are great concepts. Okay, so let's get into the next one called mirroring. This is probably my favorite one. I've been using it for years, way before I read this book. Probably learned it from Tony Robbins. But mirroring is basically repeating the last 3 words. I'm a master at doing this. And I've learned this all the time. Just repeat the last 3 words. It doesn't matter if someone says, man, nobody ever helps me out. Nobody helps you out? We'll go, well, I mean, some people help me out, but they just don't seem to know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah, they know what they're doing, but they're just rude. They're rude. Well, they're not rude, really. I just don't like people. You just keep doing it until they'll finally get to what I call the real point. It's like Mary is always late. She's always late. Well, not always late, but she's been late several times. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, and you know what? She's rude to me. It's like, they have a problem with rude. If you repeat the last three words, you can get to the real problem. Because people are always going to call you with problems, right? Personalities. Like, Mary made me mad. Mary made you mad? Well, yeah, she made me mad. And she's just like, she's just always not cleaning the blender. Not cleaning the blender? You know, because we have nutrition clubs, right? And so we have blenders, right? And so you're like, not cleaning the blender? You know, it's like, well, she cleans it sometimes and everything, but, you know, she treats me unfair. She treats you unfair? Yeah, she treats me unfair. And I'm telling you, I'm just having problems. I just don't trust her. Well, I went from way at the front to not cleaning the blender to trust. You see what I'm saying? How you get to this? It makes the other person think too when you say it. So you got to be good at pausing and not saying a word. It's one of the greatest things. And Pam gets so mad at me, my wife Pam. It feels like, don't use that on me. Don't use that personal stuff on me. So sometimes you can't use it on your close ones because they know you're doing it to them. But even if they know you're doing it to them, they got to deal with it, right? They got to deal with it. They're going to make a rash statement like, Life's not fair. You know what I mean? Whatever they say, you can repeat it back to them. It will get to the real point. It will get to a real point, which takes us to number 8. That's right is better than a yes. This is huge when you're negotiating with someone. If you're going to go to someone and say, listen, I'm telling you, you need to be on time. You're negotiating with them or you're having a problem with them. Or, okay, it's like, you know, we need this lease to be at that 1,000 be 900 or whatever it may be you're negotiating. You got to get it. That's right for them. When you're trying to figure something out, remember, life is a negotiation. And it's like your kids, right? If you're like, okay, you need to clean your room. You need to clean. Now we're in negotiation, clean room. It's like, you need to clean your room. It's a pigsty in here. And they'll go, you're right. See, that means they don't agree with you. You didn't win with that. It's not you're right. Okay. What you got to have when it seems to me, like you don't mind a dirty room. Now see, that could be a tactic using that. And then when you talk, it's like, we just need to clean this room. And then they go, you know, it's like, it seems to me, it seems to me you don't like to clean your room. No, I just didn't have time today because I had to go to school and I got back. So what you're saying is that you will clean your room. It's just, you need to have more time. You need to have more time in the morning or you need to have time. Yeah, that's right. You see how you can phrase it and get to say, that's right. When they say that's right, you own them. You got to their core. If somebody says, back to the person when we're talking about the blender, and the blender is dirty, and you don't do that. And then you'll say, oh, it seems to me you like people that you can work with that you trust. And they'll go, that's right. It's a classic. It's perfect. That's right is better than a yes. Yes, or okay, or you're right. Doesn't work. This is powerful stuff. I'm hoping, like I said, hoping you're able to like be able to, as I'm going through this, visualize this in real life situations. And the last one I want to cover here is number 9. Okay. Which is what we call the black swan. These are the unknowns or the black swans. Of course, if you know what a black swan is, most swans are white, right? I think there's in Australia, they finally found the black swan. It's like, this is found the black swan. Okay. It was very unusual, right? The black swan, every time you're in negotiation, remember this, this is critical. There's two or three pieces of information that you need. If you had this information, it would change the whole negotiation. It would change the whole negotiation. So it goes back to all the stuff we've been talking about, labeling and mirroring, okay, and getting people, tactical empathy. They'll finally give you what I call the black swan information. So if I tell somebody, it's like, I can't believe you're late all the time. Okay, it's just like, it seems to me that you don't value time. They'll go, no, I value time. But I'm having marital problems with my husband. The reason why I was late, we were in a major argument before I came in. You see, I just got the black swan information. That changes the whole talk there. Instead of me being upset at them about being late, or my son's having problems at school and the teacher called. Excuse me. Take a drink there. You see what I'm saying? When you have that black swan information, excuse me, got a little tickle in my throat. It changes the whole negotiation. This is critical. This is why tactical empathy, because half the problems that people are doing that you're upset at people are with your children, with your wife, with your parents, whatever it is, it's because the black swan information, they're not giving it to you. They're not telling you the real reason why. That's why it seems like it looks like. That's why repeating the last three words until they get to me, till they give me the black swan information. Then it just like, okay, now we can deal with that. Now it's a whole different situation. If your husband's beating you, okay. If you have an alcohol problem, okay. If whatever it may be, do you see how that changes it? Instead of you just coming at somebody, bullying them. You see how this can tone huge negotiations. If you're negotiating a lease and you can find out, it's like, listen, I need $1,000 a month. Well, I really, and if you find out that he's got to move this lease because he's moving, or one of his family members are very sick, you all of a sudden know why he's being the way he's being about whatever it is. What's the piece of information you need that changes everything in negotiation with your kids, with your business, with your distributors? See, that's understanding. Understanding. These are huge. So guys, let's kind of go over it really quick. This is a very technical type of podcast. This is a very useful, some of you need to listen to, and you listen to, need to go get the book, Split the Difference by Chris Voss. You need to understand these things. It's such a powerful concept, what we're covering here and what we're talking about here. This is a study. So when it comes to, right, it's like don't treat people like you want to be treated, treat them like they want to be treated. That's a huge negotiation. Tactical empathy, you need to understand. And remember, understanding is not agreement. It just means I need to understand what you're saying. If I understand what you're saying, then that's tactical empathy. And then they go, okay, at least he understands what I'm saying. He doesn't have to agree with me. It's just huge. Labeling, right? It seems, it looks, it feels. Mirroring, right? Repeating the last three words. The F-bomb. How do you deal with fairness? That's not fair. It's a classical one with your kids. That's a classical one. It's something, how do you deal with that? How do you do when they say it's not fair? Well, tell me what's not fair. Let's go over it because I totally want to understand why you want, where am I being? It's such a classic. And then the Black Swan information. That's critical. Guys, everybody have these hidden things. When you find out the real reason why, it changes your whole thing, your whole concept in your negotiation, your whole concept of when you're having a difficult conversation with someone. Then you can understand them. Then we can move this conversation forward. You don't have to split the difference. We're not trying to get a black shoe and a brown shoe on the same time. That's weakness. That's weakness in negotiation. When you're trying to split the difference, nobody wins. Nobody's happy. So think about these in your negotiation. As you go through these things, start writing these down, start playing with them a little bit. Now we're going to do part two of this. Okay. In part two, we're going to get into the three kinds of negotiators, the three types of negotiators. Okay. We're going to get into a little bit about rapport, how you get rapport. Okay. We're going to talk about the Pinocchio effect in negotiations. So we're going to get into all kinds of different things. Okay. Which is the lies, right? And so in the Pinocchio effect, so we're going to get into a lot more of this. Okay. I'm hoping you liken this and really getting into what is negotiation? How can you be better? Everything. And this is, like I said, you can be negotiation with a bill on the telephone. You can be, it's like, if you have tactical empathy with that person, that customer service, right? At the airline counter, I'm telling you, you can get a seat. I've seen people all the time. This is how you go from survival to success to significant. You can be significant in life. You can leave a legacy. Power of negotiation. Have a fantastic day. Okay, and we'll see you soon on the next podcast. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you could think of anyone who would like to listen to this or use this, please share on your social media or text them. We would greatly appreciate that. And a final thought, there's a proverb that says, if you continually give, you will continually have. It's a perfect formula for building a significant team and a significant life. Remember, your legacy is not about what you acquire, it's about what you leave behind. Let's go have a legacy mindset.